like.
What do you know?
You know?
I'm gonna make a motion because I know.
Should we be scared?
That this is a type two action under seeker and does not require an environmental review. Change of use like this is not in, and I'm looking for the seeker form and I don't see it.
Which we had originally filled out and then last month you looked at it and said it's in there somewhere.
I just want to see on the form if it says.
We did the short assessment.
Yeah, let me see if it even says we need it.
Yeah, I think last month you had said there was no.
These are for unlisted actions only.
Right.
Yeah.
So
no.
There was no reason that we needed to,
no.
Even though there, but
to make sure, but
we filled out every form we could find, so.
Does anyone make a motion? This is a type two action, the no seeker review required. Any second on that motion?
I'll second.
Okay, all those in favor of declaring this a type two action with no seeker required, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, type two, no seeker required. I think we're good to go. We got the thing back from the county?
Yes, it came back. Everything was fine.
And you have the letter dated July 7th from us?
Yeah,
with the two questions that you guys had at the last meeting.
I think one was the signs, wasn't it? One question was the sign, what was the other one?
No, it was actually the waste, solid waste disposal and the identification of the use. I had put the owners of the adjacent properties, but not what the use was.
And she gave it right here.
And I added an N.
A north?
Because why not?
Okay. I'm sorry.
Joe's wants
need to speak more loudly.
Joe's wants the money.
You gotta watch out for the quiet
comprehensive plan. Do you need a copy? Do you want a copy?
Yeah, I had one when I was going through it, but I can't find it.
You can use another copy, Ray?
I got it.
Beth, comprehensive, you need one?
Yeah.
Alan, you need a comprehensive plan copy?
No, I don't have one.
Betty?
Mine's well read.
Is it?
What about you, Pete? You need one?
I need a copy.
Yeah, it's
you
said you got it. Yes. Okay, so I need to make three copies. Okay, no problem. Anybody have any issues with Dragonfly here?
You say that?
Any issues with Dragonfly?
Hey, let's go back to our favorite paragraph. Signs on change of use.
What's the issue?
We get into this again.
So 50 square foot.
It's over? Their sign?
Yeah.
How
including
is it
both sides or one sign?
Well, when you put the facade into the two ends, it's over 50 square foot.
Is the facade?
You're changing the whole sign.
Is the facade?
We didn't consider the facade of the
front
Buddhist temple to be the sign.
Yes, we did. We went to a public hearing on it.
No. The sign, the square footage of the sign.
Wait,
are you
only
going to
count
structure.
The square footage of the letters?
No, but I think
they're just
no.
The ends.
The ends, I think
the
ends. Counted,
the two ends.
Is she not touching anything? That's
no, not at
it's
this
just
time.
Just the ends.
And each end light box is
just under 4 by 6.
Yeah, 4 foot by 6 foot, so they're 24 square foot per sign.
Total for the two sides.
Squeak.
You're the boss, keep going.
I know, I'm waiting for you. No, no.
Yeah, we're waiting.
It's up for discussion.
That was good.
You brought it up.
That was good. I like that one.
But if you want me to keep going, I will.
I just think, I really can't believe they're not going to paint the center or anything like that. And once they touch the center, you're over your 50 square foot, you have to go to your sign law, and you have to go to a public hearing.
May I address
what,
that comment?
I don't understand what you mean by painting the center.
Anything just, you
if
touch
they want to paint it, they're changing the size?
Yes.
Why?
Huh?
Why is that part
because
of the sign?
Because it's part of the sign, and it says, number one, it says, right, we've got to
why
this
is
paragraph.
It part, but Ed, why is it part of the sign?
What?
The front facade of the building, why would it be part of the sign? It's
because
a box.
At one time it said Robert's up there. It was part of the sign at one time.
Yeah, but her plan, her sign plan. She's using the sides, right? If I'm not mistaken, your sign.
I mean, unless she's painting letters on it that says Dragonfly, if she paints it white, it's not.
Right. I agree with him. She puts Dragonfly, but
I disagree.
Wouldn't that be maintenance of the sign?
Yeah.
Well, I don't even agree that it's part of the sign.
I don't think so.
You got me out, buddy. Keep going.
It's like the billboards. You got to call up the front office every time in order to
right.
change it.
But if she paints...
Did you just eat dinner?
If she paints the thing from brown to white,
yeah.
I don't think that she's touching the sign. I don't think that's part of the sign.
How do you paint it without touching it?
Oh, wait a second. Eddie is considering the front of the building the sign because it did say
I don't consider that part of the sign.
Our site plan.
Okay.
As I said, this is something me and you differ on quite a bit.
Let's.
Our site
plan. Do we need to vote on whether the front of the building would be part of the sign, that soffit area?
Don't throw me in the middle of this.
Do you want to vote on it then?
No, I don't want
to
vote on it. All right.
What do you say about front of the
building?
Because right now it's basically a wall.
That's
it is wainscoting, if I'm not mistaken.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
No flies.
All right. Well, the two sides of the
are mechanical signs.
The two sides add up to
48 square feet,
which is below 50 square feet. So we don't need to
have
any public hearing on a sign variance.
Right. It's not like we're adding them; they already exist.
Right. Any other issues?
Ed, what were you bringing up about it change of use?
His argument is that the our need to review signs only has to do with the change of use.
According to that
part. Okay, all right. So it goes hand in hand with the sign.
Yes.
Okay.
This reverts back to the sign.
Like, we didn't have to do it for the chamber, but we have to do it for this.
Because it's a change of use.
It was under 50 square foot.
All right,
let's
see.
I thought
we're
on
how many people do you
lights
anticipate, like, maximum that would be?
We're going to be putting in 99 seats.
Okay, so you have to apply and say that's your maximum? Or?
Correct.
Okay, 99 seats.
99.
What health does that bring out, correct? Occupancy?
Who
does an occupancy bring out?
I don't think it's part of fire code.
Fire code.
Yeah, right. And we've already started to do the shots.
No, I'm talking about
some
different sign altogether.
Okay. So we're
going to
study
like
this. Are we at a standstill right now?
I just want to know if there's any other issues.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, as this was an abbreviated review, we can go right to final approval on this. So I'm going to make a motion for final approval on Dragonfly. Any second? Beth seconds. All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, you're approved.
Thank you very much.
Well, good luck. We hope you do well.
So do we.